where the fun, this is where the fun, this is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Toy Anxiety. Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, live on Yes Have Some here on YouTube. What is up?
It's Toy Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. It's Turtle Tuesday. And it's also Toy Tuesday. Welcome, everybody.
It's a lot
to
of Tuesdays.
I used to work at Ruby Tuesday.
You used to work at Ruby Tuesdays. We had a good birthday party for you once there.
Oh, hell yeah. It was a good salad bar.
You know,
I'd be nabbing that in the beginning and end of the shift. It was like
you had a birthday party. You had a birthday party for Abby at the place she was working?
No, there was a birthday where actually Yumi and Abby went to Ruby Tuesday.
Separate. Okay.
It wasn't
good. It was a Wookiees and Cookies birthday where we were like saving all of our money to rent the studio.
Yeah.
So it was like, we'll just go to Ruby Tuesdays for Abby's birthday.
It was fantastic. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. We are back. Ryan Dole, thank you so much for holding down the fort last week with the bootleg Toy Anxiety All-Stars. Very fun episode. We love that. It's like, you know, giving the keys to the house to your teenage son and going out of town. And he's like, we're not going to have a party. And he totally does anyway.
Absolutely did. The cops came up. And I want to thank Toying Around, Kevin from Toying Around, who joined us.
Yeah.
For the first time. Yeah. And he, like I said on the last episode as well, he's doing big things. He's getting to work with Toys R Us in Canada.
Yeah,
that's
I want to have him back on. It was really fun stuff. So, check that out from last week. We're back. Abby, Jake, and myself are back from vacation in Martha's Vineyard, also known as Amity Island, Massachusetts. And we have tales to tell that will be shared a little bit tonight.
A bastion of tales.
And we will have our regular YHS episode later on in the week where we'll get down and dirty with all the details.
Yeah, we're Islanders now.
We're Islanders.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be really annoying for everyone.
Yeah.
We're just going to wear like boating clothes.
Yeah, we're going to go on a ship and we're never coming back. It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Let's say hi to the chat. Lots of people already here. Thank you for joining us for Toy Anxiety. Let me go ahead and start running through these names, and then we'll start saying hi to everybody here. Let's see. Charlie's here. AJ Quick, The Randalorian, Jessica Parker, Flash, Daryl. Daryl. There he is. Hall's Heroes, Stefan Urkel. I'm sorry. Don't be mad. Skylar Davis. Jim is here. Dave. Justin. Geek Dad Life, yes. Who's killing it. Jame is the only person in the world who has more time, less time to get things done and more time to actually do it than I think I do. This guy puts out so many videos. It's insane.
The Sunday. You guys were out vineyarding.
Yes.
And
yes,
we were. Not this Sunday, the Sunday before.
Yes.
On his chat, they were having what is that called? Super chat battles.
What's a super chat battle?
So everyone just kept giving them money.
Oh, I want to do that.
Wow.
Because it was funny.
That's what it was.
It was so funny. So people just kept giving them money. It was actually really awesome. It was really fun to watch because, you know, they had no choice but to read everybody's comment.
Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, you guys know the rules. Super chat gets you front of the line on your comments. So it is a nice way to support what we do here. We also have Patreon. We'll talk about it later, but we do have the Toy Anxiety Patreon after show coming up tonight after the regular episode.
Extreme.
So if you're not, it's extreme. And if you're not part of the YHS Patreon, you can sign up at patreon.com/yeshavesome. It gives you access to everything, including the weekly after shows where we can really let our hair down and really let loose. There you go. So, Jacob Walsh, how are you, man?
I'm good, dude. Just been hanging out. I don't want to go back to work. I want to keep having vacations for the rest of my life.
I called Jake this morning and I said, hey, man, how was work today? And you're like, I didn't go to work today. Like,
oh, okay. Me neither. Well, I wasn't sure exactly when we were going to be. I thought there was a possibility we weren't going to get home until Monday. So I was like, well, I got to take Tuesday off. And we got home Sunday, so it gave me 2 days, which is great.
Well, if anything, Jake, at least you know you're going to have a vacation around December 23rd of 2023.
There you go.
Sure.
Yeah. Because, in 3 weeks.
I guess we'll, a month from now.
We got Comic-Con coming up, and I guess we'll get to it. We'll talk about the big Ghostbusters news today. Oh, my God. Geek Dad Life starting us off strong.
It's getting it going.
Started. Super Chat Showdown.
Don't let Jay be better than you.
I'm excited to hang out with Jay at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I'm excited to follow him around because he's a veteran and he knows what to do. And I don't. So I'm going to stick with him. He probably knows where the food court is, knows where the good panels are.
He's going to be our dad.
Oh, my God. AJ Quick says, F that.
Oh, yes.
Super chat.
Healthy rivalry.
So, Abigail, how are you?
I'm great. I'm kind of back from... I'm mostly back. Like, I still feel like most of my mind is still in Martha's Vineyard.
Yes.
It was such a cool trip, such a long drive there and back. Had lots of fun. But I'm happy to be on Toy Anxiety because I missed it last week.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we should also let everybody know we do have a giveaway today that is a sponsored giveaway that we're excited about. I'm going to go ahead and drop the link to sign up. Here's the rules of the giveaway. You got to be here by the end of the show. All you got to do is... fill out that form, first and last name, or your YouTube username, and you will qualify. And then we'll do a drawing at the end of the show. Oh my God. Super chat party. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Toy Stalker.
Thank you.
I love it.
46 likes at this point. So we do have to get to 100 before 100 that
likes to unlock that giveaway. Ryan, do you want to tell us what the giveaway is tonight?
I certainly do. It is a sponsored giveaway from one of my local friends who has a local business, which is probably one of the coolest businesses you could probably have.
Okay.
First off, the prize is the NECA Back to the Future Ultimate Doc Brown. What he's given away for us to give away.
Amazing.
And this could be yours if you decide that you're going to stop, listen, do the forms, and away you go.
There you go.
This is his website, and you can actually rent and or have appearances of movie cars because he has a movie car collection.
I love that.
Oh, cool.
Right?
Look at that.
He's got – there's different even versions of some of these things. So we're talking Marty's 4x4, the Bandit, Ecto-1, a kit.
Where's this located?
Check out that 4x4.
Right? 18. That's actually a screen-used Murfmobile, by the way, from the first movie.
This guy's got it all.
Wow.
A lot of cars.
That's a lot of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Where does he put all those things?
Get this. He's also in Space Danger. It doesn't matter what.
Of course he is.
They're building another garage. They just finished a collection to completion of all the cars from American Graffiti.
Oh my
wow.
God. And that's like insane to me. So even you can have, so they got the DeLorean, you can have that show up. And on top of that, do you have a specific movie you like? Hell, have it on hover wheels.
Mike Davis says, your friend doesn't wear red suspenders, does he?
He does not.
Or do you he absolutely pitches? Does
not.
No, this is he actually looks a nice guy.
He actually looks like Jake and myself and Craig.
Oh, okay.
So, but
cool. So he's got a beard then, huh?
He's got a beard. Ooh, he's white and he's got a beard. But yeah, so if you want even Back to the Future 3,
Kayla Silva comments to completion. Yes, we're not going to let Ryan get away with that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But there it is. I just wanted to show that off as well and thank him very much for.
Thank you. Well, if you want to, if you want to get on that. If you want to win that that DeLorean, no, that's not what we're giving away. If you want to win that Doc Brown, enter the giveaway there. And look, we already got people entering. Let me take a look. We already have 23 people entered, so it's looking pretty good here.
So come on, folks. There's like 90 of you watching. There should be 90 people that want a Doc Brown.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Put the form back in there. All right, so let's get started here, folks. It was a fun week away. We were able to do some toy hunting and toy shopping. We've got things to talk about. Big news in the Jacob Walsh world when it comes to toy collecting. I'm very excited Walsh's to get world. There. There was also a lot of news kind of today, including Hasbro Pulse for like the fourth time in a row leaking their unannounced HasLab.
They're announcing it tomorrow, right?
They're announcing it tomorrow.
Is it the G.I. Joe thing? What was it? I didn't see this leak.
It's going to be the G.I. Joe classified 6-inch scale Hiss tank. So the Hiss tank
cool.
was one of
don't
the.
Care.
Yeah, well, Jake, is there anything I could have said G.I. Joe wise that you would be like, I care about that?
If it was, maybe if it was when G.I. Joe did like the dinosaur stuff.
Okay, yeah, like a giant T-Rex. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. I don't know why they
What's
keep...
funny about that, though, too, is we found out from Jake Stevens, the king of the leaks.
Yes.
Yeah. The man who single-handedly took down the Rancor and the Reva lightsaber and everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's going to be $300. I think they're not going to have any issues funding this one. And my whole thing is, if they can fund a $300 Hiss tank, I think they could fund an Ecto-1 down the road.
Now, is the Hiss tank in the shape of a snake?
Or a cat.
Well, kind of. The head, it kind of
or is. It just a, or is it just a tank?
It's not even a tank. It's more like a dune buggy, right?
It's gonna be a Hiss tank and one of our cats sit on it.
Okay. Let me get a
like the top comes up, so it's like it's shaped like this, so it is like a snake. You know, in that sense of
that's how a snake is shaped.
You guys are not selling. You guys are not selling the Hiss tank.
That's how
I'm gonna show you what it looks like. Hold on.
I watch Randy Orton all the time. I know what vipers look like, Abby.
It's
the Hiss tank predator.
It curves up at the. Never mind. Not. It's too early for that. It's too early. The show gets dirtier as we go, and then once we get into extreme toy anxiety, it's just completely off the rails. Mm-hmm. So this is what the original Hiss tank looks like, more or less.
Okay, it's a snowmobile on tank treads.
Thank you. That's the best description I've
this
ever heard.
This is such a this is cool because one of the things that I'm not a huge vehicle person,
right.
But I like, you know, I have fond memories of like Kenner vehicles that are ridiculous and aren't, you know, real life vehicles that would come with, you know, like Jurassic Park and Congo and all that.
Right,
and
right.
This, yeah.
This instantly reminds me of that kind of stuff.
Sure. It's in the vein of
vehicles are the best for that because they got weird.
Right, right.
I like it because you can get like a Wendy Torrance figure and put her in there and reenact the end of The Shining.
It kind of looks like the snow cat.
Yeah, but snow cat. Yeah.
That's what I'd be doing for sure. Oh
my Buy God. It and repaint it. Take the guns off.
I'd do the whole setting. I'd make snow on the house.
And by the way, guys, if you have questions as we go or your own dirty comments, we're happy to interact with you. So put them in the chat. We got one already. Chili Bob says, Jacob, where did you get that amazing shirt from?
Oh, I made it, and we got it from... Oh, it's up in the YHS... What's that? What website is that?
We have, like, a hidden TeePublic store where we make our own custom shirts, but we'll put the link up later if you guys want to...
Yeah, it's in there.
If you want to dress like
Secret
us.
Secret shirts.
Secret shirts.
It's just because, well, licensing.
Yeah. We can't put them on the main store because it's all, they don't... Universal... Although, I don't know. I feel like Universal would... That's a good shirt. You got... The shark holding Steven Spielberg. That's a great shirt.
Yeah, Jake gets a lot of attention for his.
Or is that Steven Soderbergh? Just kidding.
Steve Gutenberg.
Steve Gutenberg, the other Berg. But I'm excited. I'm hyper. I'm excited to be back. And let's get started. So, do you guys want to start with some pickups or start with some news? I'm game for anything.
Whatever. You guys got pickups. Let's do pickups.
Let's do pickups.
News here in the chat.
What's going on? The new superpower is out at the Walmart in Louisiana.
Walmart's power is out?
So, Walmart's power is out. Listen, until I see photos...
Right.
I gotta know. So, you know, take some photos for me, send them to me, and then while you're there, and if they're there, buy them for me.
There you go.
And because I will pay you for the figures and the shipping.
McFarlane has not. They haven't officially announced those yet, right? They're still like all rumors.
We'll see what happens in a couple weeks.
Hold on.
Let's all take a trip to Monster Island.
All right.
Somebody read Jakey's plug $4.99.
$4.99. Plug Monster Island. There's more where this came from. Yes, you can tune in to YHS on Monster Island.
Hey, listen. Once a month.
It's incredible.
We're recording a show tomorrow night. Whatever the next episode is going to be, Jakey is a madman, and he has been compiling videos from other members of like the Godzilla kaiju community, and we're doing some sort of like kaiju battle thing tomorrow, and I don't even know exactly what this is, but Jay's been setting it up. We're gonna record it, we're gonna finish it tomorrow, and it's gonna be out probably this week. So
amazing.
Sounds
exciting.
I hope you win.
Well, I win ultimately. No, I think what we're doing basically is we're having people. Well, we've put two random kaiju together, and people are gonna battle out who would win out of those two, and then me and Jay get to tell them
if they're, right
they're wrong.
Oh, so, that's cool. Yeah.
That's cool. Very cool.
That'll be fun.
I'd pick the Hiss Tank. Sorry,
it might be up there.
The leaked. I am excited just to kind of like round out that part of the conversation. I am no longer collecting classifieds, but I stop it. I'm excited to.
Hello, my name is Craig. No longer collecting classifieds.
Yeah, I need to go to Collectors Anonymous.
It's like the sixth times he's said that.
I got my classified token. 6 months without buying a classified figure. I'm really
I support
Euphoria.
Hey.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm like they're like I tell my story about my rock bottom. I'm like, well,
yeah.
I was fighting a 75-year-old man for a Cobra Island trooper. And I realized that I couldn't go on any longer like this. No. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what they come up with, and I like HasLabs. I want them to succeed. I don't want them to be like the Reva lightsaber. I want them to.
You don't want it to be the Star Wars.
So you mean you want it? So you mean you want it to get funded?
Mm-hmm. I want it to. Yeah, I just want it to work. Stanley's Toy Channel says, Craig, how many Hiss Tanks are you going to buy? Two, obviously. One to keep and one to flip. Come on.
One for the toy room, one for the bedroom.
And one for the cats.
Anyways. No Hiss Tanks in the bedroom. All right, let's move on. Okay. I have a pickup. Speaking of, this came in the mail this week. Forgot I ordered it. Good thing I'm still collecting the retro O-rings. It is the Cobra Officer and Cobra Trooper 2-pack from Hasbro, featured in the plastic-free packaging.
I love it.
Although I think they're actually on card with plastic on the inside, but this actual package I'm holding has no plastic. So very cool. I actually really like the artwork. But yeah, this was something I maybe ordered on a whim and have absolutely no recollection of it.
Can
but,
I tell you something funny about
Craig,
that?
Craig, can I show you? Oh, go ahead, Abby.
Okay. I just wanted to share this story real quick. One of my very good friends for a long time was visiting today, and she brought her two young daughters.
Yeah.
One of which picked that up.
Uh-huh.
And was trying to leave with it.
I would have never known.
Hey,
I know.
You should have let her.
I know. I was like, she looks like G.I. Joe. Awesome.
Let her take that shit.
Very good. Very good.
All right. I'm going to go with one of my pickups from the toy show this weekend. I got this from Toy Connections. Connections with a K. He went to the Mortal Kombat Grammar School. Another local toy YouTuber. And I got it from his booth, also a G.I. Joe, and proof, once again, we are the number one sports podcast.
Yes.
On Yes Have Some. I got Boa.
Oh, cool.
Right? Got him complete, boxing gloves and all, because...
It's a weird-looking stormtrooper.
No, this guy is the Cobra, and he boxes people, and he punches their faces off.
I love that. That's cool.
There could be, like, five guys with guns. And he's gonna just punch him out. This is what America needs right now.
He's got a Zardoz outfit on and a stormtrooper helmet.
Dude, no, look at him. He's beautiful.
I like that.
Look at those gloves. And he's got like, and they're like, oh, hang on.
Is that like a middle?
Oh, he's got Cobra logo. He looks like a weird version of Spider-Man that's going to pop up in Spider-Verse.
Hey, man, no spoilers.
Ryan's doing research.
Yeah, it's very
Ryan, comedic. is that late stage, like late to mid 80s? When was that guy released?
Oh, yeah, that's about mid to late 80s there, gotcha, for him. But he's cool.
So like his prime. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah,
no worries.
Five Guys, the burgers with guns. I thought the same thing too. I was like, they have a Five Guys with guns.
Five Guys with guns. Else. Yeah, I know. Also, Troy Benjamin says, I don't think the hiss tank has the same impact as the barge. I barged hard. Cool. I hissed hard. Nah.
Yeah.
Man, I hissed last night.
Maybe.
Oh man, I would. I.
Dude. I took a good hard hiss.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, dude. We were at the toy store and she hissed all over me.
Sometimes
have you ever
I hiss
tried to take
my
a
sleep.
Hiss with a large, with a hard cobra. It's like
impossible. You ever get with you and your
I've
buddy
in my sleep before.
You hiss with each other.
Yeah. Just hissing around. It's me and
we
my boys
stop.
Hissing.
AJ quick.
Stop it, AJ. Stop.
AJ
no.
Has, like, money for sports.
Stop it.
Yes.
You can't backtrack, pay less, and make us talk about sports.
Hey, people care about that.
Strike that from the record.
Oh, man. Take your toonie back to.
You want sports? I'm talking double digits, or else get the fuck out of here.
Double digits.
You really hissed me off.
Yeah. Ooh. There you go.
Puns.
I've got one that I'll save for later because I can't say it on the regular show, but it's pretty good. Okay, so
So I'll tell
hiss
like,
and vinegar, huh?
Okay, I'm going to wait, too. I'm going to wait as well.
Yeah. All right, Abby, do you have a pickup?
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to... I feel like I should save some stuff for the after party, but...
Well, you know, we gotta give the
gonna
people...
I'm going to start big and bold because okay. I picked out some things when we were at... What is this? The Toy Fun Spot? What's the name of the place we went to? The first
House
spot?
Of Fun.
House of Fun.
Real quick, before... Jake, give us the background on
preamble.
House of Fun.
House of Fun is a toy store Jess took me to about a year ago, and we got there like half an hour to closing time. Walked in. The thing about this place is like you walk in and it's like a kind of a small room, glass cases, some VHS, and there's a ton of kaiju. And I remember walking in and I'm like, oh, this is kind of a cool place.
Right.
And then Jess was like, this is not the whole store. There's a door in the back, you walk through the door and it opens up like a fucking warehouse of literally everything you could dream of inside this place.
By the way, this is in Barrington, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Kind of near the border to Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Towards
is that where Jess goes shopping for Craig?
No. Unlike
Jess bought nothing for Craig on this trip.
No.
I'm shocked.
But it was a great store, and Jake had been there once before, but we actually carved out some time on this road trip. We spent like 2 hours there. It was good.
Yeah. I got some really good footage.
And we all got some
good. It was stressful. It was fun.
Should I real quick? I kind of want to give everybody I don't want to, you know, milk this too hard, but I actually have some video of
this offers context, so I'll
showing. We got a video package ready of the toy show or the toy store.
Well, it's not
a montage.
It's not a montage.
What do you got?
Just some clips.
I had a couple clips, and now
there will be coming videos from me,
and there will be blood. Well, Abby, go ahead and show off, and we'll.
Yeah, because I wanted to mention for commentary's sake, when I walked into the store, like you were saying, Jake, I was overwhelmed by the kaiju and just the sheer amount of everything per like square inch. There was just a lot of stuff built from the ground all the way up to the ceiling. So I spent a lot of time in that first room and just assumed that was the space. That was all of it. And then when I walked into the second bigger area, I had to go outside to like take a moment and take a breath because it's very, very big. It's the most amount of toys, the most toys that I'm like interested in. They had a ton of bootleg stuff, which is what I'm going to be showing off because that's what I picked up, mostly bootlegs. Are we doing clips or are we?
Yeah,
doing...
I got. Well, let's just take a look at this. This is just some B-roll footage. Might have some talking. I'm not sure, but we'll take a look at this. Is what we're dealing with.
It's gonna be Craig talking shit about somebody.
No,
I was about
no,
to
no.
say you better turn the volume down if you haven't.
No, it's honestly it's Hold on. It's not.
Now he's getting scared. Now he's getting scared.
Hold on. Oh, it's not working now. I don't know what the deal is. All right, hold on.
All of a sudden, all three of us start popping over.
I actually had it downloaded, but it's not working, so I'm just going to play it right off the drone. Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There it is. Look at that.
I just spotted this.
Volume because it's like whatever.
Marsh buggy and the bog rover. I need both.
Looks like Craig's floor.
Okay, so this was there's kind of like all this 90s stuff, and you
just
got
piled on top.
Look
of
at this
other
place. Look at this. I mean,
yeah,
this is
check it out.
This is like some amazing stuff. Just 90s, 80s, Beetlejuice, Bill and Ted, Hook, Jurassic Park, all this carded stuff.
Good condition.
Yeah, it was really amazing, and I was really excited to get the opportunity to go there. So go ahead, Abby. We'll maybe come back to this here.
Yeah, before your video shows me like showing off the thing I bought.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we all know I'm a huge fan of bootleg toys.
Yes,
and I posted maybe a picture or two of these in my story if you were paying attention. I'm a huge fan of the Ninja Turtles too, and I saw these Reptiles weapons. I bought this one, and I'm also going to show the second one that I purchased,
which I love this, ninja reptile weapons.
And as we found out, I think it's from this piece actually.
Yeah, tell the backstory here. So hold on, don't go too fast. So Abby, they had a huge selection of bootleg stuff there, and Abby like really gravitated towards these like early to mid 90s Ninja Turtles bootlegs. Give us a breakdown of everything in this package because there's some interesting looking stuff here.
Yeah. There's nothing on the back, so this is just going to be whatever I think some of these things are. But this actual, I was alerted by a few listeners and people on my Instagram saying that, Jake, is it this one?
No, it's the knife.
It's the sword.
So this?
Nope.
This sword.
This might look familiar to y'all because it was used in Scream 2.
Wait, what's beside the sword?
This is obviously, I don't need to say what this is. Well, I will get it out on the after party
show. It's the sheath to the sword, but
yeah, it's the fucking sheath. What do you think that is? Sorry.
It's a turtle dong. Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that turtle dong was not used in Scream 2, but this was used in the movie. It's interesting because to me, at least, it was like a mass-produced knockoff prop that I think that the people who were doing the props for the movie just probably found a lot of and decided to use. So it's actually, I was going to give one of these to my brother until I realized like that little added value factor. And
also,
like,
that's just kind of some of that stuff's weird to give your brother. But let me, can I see it? Give me
the
other one
real quick.
Yeah.
So as Jake pointed out, because we were wondering, these actually have value. So
yes, Kayla. I know. I have mine not on display.
Oh man, this. All
right. This is not extreme.
You know, that's from a drugstore or something. Like it's definitely.
I don't want to say it's like a drug. Okay, let's talk about this real quick because Jake gave us. Ryan's about to die. Jake gave us the breakdown. This little sword that looks more like a knife and has a beautiful sheath next to it. Was, if you remember in the beginning of Scream 2 when they go see Stab, the knife used by Ghostface in Stab is this. This is an actual...
It's what everybody had. It's what everybody in the theater. Everybody in the theater has glow in the dark. It's like passing them out. And it's
sure,
that.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Probably some dollar store had a whole bunch of them. And
so,
I just think it's cool.
But Jake was telling us that the Scream prop community goes crazy
they
trying to find
nuts
this thing
for this shit. Yeah, so when I put it in my story, a couple people were like, hey, that's a highly sought after toy, and that's when I decided to keep them and not give one to my brother. I don't think he's listening, so yes. Okay, but those are my first two bootlegs. I've got another set of bootlegs, but I'm gonna save them for later.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. Jake, you got a pickup?
I have one pickup other than the big pickup that I do want to show off.
Some of these comments. No, that's, I love that. I love our community. It's getting crazy.
Yeah, I know. I do too.
Everybody.
yeah. Let's love guys. Let's move on past that.
God.
Stop putting those comments in the thing. We're done. While we were gone, I did get a package from Mondo. They, you know, they're doing kaiju stuff now, and I got the Jet Jaguar figure from Mondo, which is, I think, a pretty good little figure. He's
that's cool looking. That's very sculpted. Cool.
It's sculpted by Rocom Toys, which they created the Death Jaguar, which is supposed to be like the evil version, and I own that, so it's really cool to get these two guys together now. This toy's cool. They're putting these out in different colorways, but I just wanted the one that's like the actual Jet Jaguar. So that's awesome. Yeah, that's my only other pickup that I wanted to show off.
Besides your other pickup.
You should put it on your shoulder.
We'll do that last. Okay. Ryan, do you have anything?
Jet Jaguar carries a little kid.
I have one more thing as well.
Okay.
This one was a shocker to me that I found it. I needed this figure. Saw it, and it was like, how much? And I was like, whoa, that's like getting it for cost at the store after taxes and everything else. And I was like, I'm not leaving with this.
Okay.
I need it. This is my brother in arms.
Yes.
It's my boy.
Yes.
Migs Mayfeld.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what the hell? I love it.
I love it.
I'm not going to do an impression, but that's cool.
Hey, look at here. It's my boy. I got Migs Mayfeld. It's a fucking Star Wars toy. You know, if I maybe stopped buying these goddamn toys, I probably could have bought like a house and a car. Probably could have like a girlfriend or something. But nope. Instead, nope. Here he is with Bill Burr action figure. And you know what? That's what he got. He's a bit of a dipshit. But
I'd be so mad if I was Bill Burr and that was my figure. Fucking thing
whatever,
is ugly.
Whatever, man. I am so stoked.
Tiny head.
Let me see that likeness.
See that likeness?
I'm
do. Gonna put it in the Jeffries.
Good luck.
You're putting that in Jeffries for needs improvement?
No.
That's not even a category.
No, it is now.
It was. It's the room for growth.
The Migs Mayfield
needs improvement
updated, category.
I have already updated the categories.
Okay.
Hey, remember he's in there twice for Black Series and Vintage Collection.
Hey, remember cool. A couple weeks ago when we had
an acting class?
When we had Ryan Ting on from Marvel.
Yeah.
And I congratulated him on his Jeffrey Award, and he was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, man.
I love that.
Those awards are very important to us. Probably no one else.
We're going worldwide next year. We're going to probably, the Jeffries are going to be live from Hasbro headquarters next year.
Yeah, dude. We're going to be holographic in your living room.
We're still going to do it remotely, though. One of us will be at NECA. One of us will be at Hasbro.
Yeah, Jake will be in the pool.
Yeah, Jake, we're going to put him over at McFarland just to piss him off.
Bobby, you got some more booze?
Wait, just to piss me off or just to piss McFarland off?
It'll be a fight
to death. It's good content. Okay, I'll show off. These are two things that I'm very proud of. I've been chasing these bootlegs and I've been obsessed with bootleg toys for like, I don't know, a while. It's just funny to me because it's like kind of an homage to the actual toy. Then also like,
but also not.
But also bad. Okay, I'm so excited to show these off. So I'm going to do it a little bit more slow. So Galaxy Cop.
Look.
Has, again, nothing on the bat, but this is definitely
It looks like they forgot to, it looks like there was supposed to be some, like a story or a paragraph on the back of the box and they forgot to add it.
Yeah.
But it looks like Galaxy Cop doesn't need a helmet.
That's like
his helmet's in the bottom.
Helmet's on the
helmet, his bad
helmet's in there, yeah.
Look, hold on. Oh, hand that to me.
See if you can get it out.
No, I want to show you guys this. Can you see how poorly put on the Stormtrooper lines are on the face? It's like they took a black pen or
just a Sharpie. Just
yeah, which is just the best. And it's like I think that's supposed to be Harrison Ford.
Something.
Do we know anyone with Stormtrooper armor where we can make a Galaxy Cop trailer for the Jeffries? Awesome.
I would do a stop motion one with these figures if we could. Who
Galaxy
has the
Cop
to film in stop motion for me?
He's here to punch your face for no reason.
It's me. Galaxy Cop. I don't have my mask.
It doesn't matter who shot first. Galaxy Cop shot last. All right, what do we got next?
Next one is possibly better. It's also in the Galaxy Cop line.
Yeah.
There's no name. There's no name. It's just.
Is the helmet on backwards?
It's twisted, yeah.
I mean, yeah, or maybe it's supposed to be like it's just Darth
it's
Vader.
It's not supposed to be like that.
It's Darth Vader.
Right, but the helmet is backwards.
Well, what do you want me to do? Open the package?
No.
It's been retaped. Oh. So I'm going to keep these in their pristine late 90s Lisa Frank colored boxes because I like them.
Jealous job. Got it.
And the guy knew that I was super into them. I always show my cards when I'm in a toy store. Like when I got up there, he was like, oh, these are, you know, these are highly sought after.
I think these are also related to, remember Robert Cop, the bad RoboCop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are awesome.
Yeah. I love plays on words and like just silly stuff like that. Like it's my favorite.
Oh my God.
Cops of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Bad boys, ooh, bad boys. What you gonna do?
Space cop, what you gonna do?
Oh my God.
So I picked up a couple things at House of Fun as well. These are my only pickups for today, but this is kind of a weird one. This is a line that I'm not 100%, like I'm obviously familiar with it. I know that it exists, but I'm not an expert on it. It was a short-lived line. Probably now would be the worst time in human history to start going down this road. For reasons you'll understand in a second, but
dude, that's what you do.
That's
how
what
you roll.
Do. That's
your bad time, Craig.
Starts. That's yeah. The Craig move.
Is the movie about to come out? Better buy it.
So, first of all, from the Adventures of Indiana Jones, Kenner Toys, we have Indiana Jones in German uniform. It is complete. Now, this is not mint on card. It does have the original card, but it has been opened. I will be removing this and having this on display. But they had, you know, four or five indie figures there. I think these perfectly complement vintage Star Wars figures. And Jake and I, we've been talking this week about when you're in a store full of vintage toys, it just gets you down on modern toys. And you start thinking about, man, if I could put together this Indiana Jones set, next thing you know, you're getting a raise at work. People are respecting you a little bit more than they used to. So I picked people's numbers. Yeah, yeah. Girls like you, the guys like you, the animals too. So I picked up Indy in his German uniform. I can only imagine that this is a repaint. As somebody who knows more about this stuff than I do, I'm sure this was just a regular, you know, rebel soldier or something. That is like, no, that's Indiana Jones.
I was going to say, compare the likeness to my Galaxy Cop, which is definitely Harrison Ford.
Galaxy Cop, is that you? And because it is year of the playset.
German fatigues.
And because I go big when I go anywhere, I also got complete the Streets of Cairo playset. And I'm very excited about it.
That's such a silly. I love that toy so much. It's so weird and silly, though, that it's like, well, Indiana Jones, better get your fruit cart.
It's got fruit. It's got the little monkey. It's got the, what's her face?
Hey, little Craig, tiny one. She's, Craig, is that the first time you bought fruit?
Ryan,
I love fruit. Let me rank all the fruits I like. Mango, kiwi, cantaloupe, top three.
Oh, okay.
So that's the Indiana.
Than I know X-Men. Sorry.
That's like the Indiana Jones fire cart.
This is like the Indiana Jones fire cart. It's a silly little playset, but it comes with two figures, and I can't wait to get the display going. This stuff's very expensive. And who knows how far I'll get, especially with the new movie coming out.
You're deep in it now.
That's in the basket. Is that
That's the girl. Marianne? What's her name? Yeah.
Marion.
Yeah.
Marion.
What's her name?
Yeah. Yes.
Craig,
the girl.
Biggest Indiana Jones fan you can think of.
Craig, biggest fan.
Shia LaBeouf's mom. Mrs. LaBeouf.
Mrs. Steven Stevens.
Ms. LaBeouf.
Mrs. Steven.
Mrs. Steven.
The mom from the kid from Holes.
It's actually Jake Stevens' mom.
It's Jake Stevens' mom. This is Stevens.
Poor mom to Zuckus. Oh my God.
Somebody please start that account.
Poor mom to Zuckus. And I'm cycling through three jokes that I can't say.
Save them.
Yeah,
they're all
save
great.
Them.
There they save go. Them. Okay, cool. Abby, this is also yours. This was also in that bag.
Oh, sweet. I'll show it off.
Those are my pickups, by the way. I don't have any more.
Cool pickups. This is a little dude that I got that I couldn't identify, but I think Jake could. It's Ultraman, Dinosaur.
Nope,
blue.
That's Gorosaurus from a very small select few Godzilla films.
Oh, I just saw Ultraman. That's not Ultraman. I can't tell. No, that's Jet Jaguar.
Yeah.
common mix up. Anyway, yeah. It's very cute. It's a little thing that I picked up. Jess was looking at the bins, and I got down in the bins too, which was nice, and I found that.
Oh, you're like
Gorosaurus, the most useless kaiju in the Godzilla community, but people have a soft spot for him. He's got a cool. That's a cool toy.
I like the lesser loved kaiju, like
He's definitely that. Yeah,
he's definitely less loved.
Manda's just like a for rope sure. on a string.
By the way, shout out to Hung Win who did send us this photographic proof of the superpower figures, and I'm gonna load up the picture right now.
Hurry!
There we go.
Oh shit!
Those are cool.
Those are really cool. What scale are these though?
Jay, are you watching this?
These are new.
Where are you?
That Batwing's cool.
That Batwing's
Geek Dad
amazing.
Life, where are you?
Yeah. Dial 1-800-GEEK-DAD. Come on. Get your shit together, buddy.
Tonight on the Geek Dad Life Hotline, we got superpowers hitting Walmart. We're on our way to Louisiana.
So those
right
are brand
now.
New toys. That's nuts.
Yeah, those but are I'm brand new.
I'm confused though.
Toys.
Ryan, yeah, those real, look like an eBay picture. All right, you can go.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what question I want to ask Ryan. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the carding and the packaging is all based on the old Kenner Superpowers line. What scale are these figures? Do these scale to the regular 7-inch McFarlane figures? Are they scaling to the Batman 66 6-inch figures? What are we talking about here?
We don't know yet. We haven't seen them, okay. But we're assuming that they're going to go to scale with the rest of Superpowers. If they do not, I will burn this mother to the ground.
The original Superpowers figures are only 4.5 to 5 inches tall. They're small.
Correct.
Was that like a press photo or like?
No, those are the ones that.
No, they don't do press photos on some dude's sleeping bag.
That's what I thought. I was like, that looks like somebody's comforter.
Well, if no Abby, judgment, if you,
I like to take good pictures of toys.
Well, Abby, if you'd been paying attention to the rest of this current show,
tell me what did I miss?
You would
what
know that a listener found those at a store today.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Sometimes it's fun to catch up a little bit later and have some fun with it. Sorry, listener. I was like, is this a press photo? Oh, it's fun. It's fun when we're
some
on
dude
it.
Dude's I love it. Got his sleeping Jesus bag. Christ. He's taking photos.
Five inch figures.
5 inches. Okay, then that's it. Then I am. Hey, listen.
Speaking of 5 inches, have you guys seen the sheath?
Those look too big. Well, you know what?
Yeah, we'll see.
Don't be worried.
Hey, but I like that, and I like the packaging.
Jay, let's get you on to Extreme Toy Anxiety tonight.
Come on over. Come on over.
You did your worries of Wundar, and now we can do our concerns of superpowers, super concerns.
Absolutely.
So. We can do it.
Jake, what do you got, man?
I got one thing. Is everybody else done? Because I got one thing.
I'm done. I'm done.
You got one?
No, dude, I have been waiting for this all fucking week. So guess what? Everyone shut up.
I think Abby's got – Abby, you got more?
I do, but I'm trying to determine
Abby,
what
to
say.
Abby, save it for Extreme because this is like the biggest deal in the
world. Yeah, I think you're right. I'm going to bow out in honor and respect.
Right? Like if Jesus was real, this is the equivalent to his birth.
Yes.
You guys are
and his death.
Talking this thing
and
up.
His death.
I was there for
Dude,
the birth.
This
yeah, but except this is real. I actually got this thing.
The infant?
So.
Yeah, this is like incredible. So, Jake, the floor is yours.
All right.
Wow us.
Should I just grab it?
Oh, dude.
Let's see. Can we go into black and white, like, you know, handheld camera real
Put
quick?
Put up a picture of Anne Hathaway.
There it is.
Let's make him big.
There it is.
Let's make Jake big.
Make Jake big, please.
Make me big.
Look at that thing.
That's
Abby, have
Steve
you ever seen
said.
That before?
Look at that.
Yeah, I sat next to it the whole way there. It's great. Jess and I, troopers.
So, Jake, let's give a little background on this. This is, you know, this is what is it, first of all?
Well, it's a Hasbro signature, is what it says on it. Hasbro Signature Series. It is the only Cloverfield figure in existence. It's like the only toy they made for the movie whenever it came out. This was $100. Okay. This was, I had to look it up to make sure, but it was $100. It was not sold in stores. It was just like an online thing. I never bought it. because I was in a rough time of my my life at the time. I could not spend $100 on a Cloverfield toy, and I just never got it. And it's one of those things that they didn't make a ton of them. It's rare. I've never seen one in person ever in my life until I saw this one in that store. So yeah, it's the Cloverfield toy. I'll open them up.
Yeah, and a couple months ago we did an episode, Ab, where we all listed out our. What was that look you just gave me?
I'm listening.
Okay, I was just trying to engage in conversation with
you. Yeah, I have so many thoughts. So what were you going to ask?
Do you remember when we did the episode with the Holy Grails?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I was about to bring that up myself. I was about to say that Jake has talked about this since the podcast started.
It's been on. It's been on my. Yeah, I've put this on my like end of the year list, probably four times.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Now we're only halfway through this one.
I'm trying to remember because I was able to get the Filmation Ghost Command. So we're knocking stuff out. This is great.
Mm-hmm. I had a Leprechaun RV on my list.
We need to get you that RV soon.
Yeah, and we need to get the Pound Town.
Yeah, the Pound Town playset and my own recreational vehicle to drive around in. It'd be awesome.
Cool. So the top comes off and then there's like a backdrop.
Look at that.
Jesus. And there he is.
I love that so much.
Now,
that is awesome.
He does come with a. Let me.
Look at that. It's a Cloverfield surprise.
How many parasites? I think it comes with 12. It actually does have parasites.
There was a little bit of stress because we couldn't find them at first.
Yeah, there was a stress because we were in the store and I was like, I'm not gonna buy it if it's not complete. I'm not gonna spend all this money buy a Cloverfield toy missing. Nobody's just selling the parasites. We couldn't find them. They weren't in the box, they're not in the baggies. Could not find them. There's a compartment in one of the heads of Clover, and that's where the little parasites sit. It does have two heads. It has the, the angry face
right.
with his little balloon things.
Like that's the I'm gonna knock your helicopter out of the sky face.
Yeah, but here he is. He's very articulated. He's got these little suction things where he sucks up people to eat them. That kind of they tuck in back here. This thing's cool, man.
Now, Jake, I don't know how much of your business you want to reveal here, but like these are not.
You're gonna ask me how much this costs.
let's say it this way.
How much it costs. I don't care.
But what do these go for normally?
So I looked on eBay. I looked on eBay today, and one sold like 2 days ago on eBay. That still had the shipper with it. So you can assume that it would be a little more expensive with the shipper.
Right.
And it sold for $2,500.
Jesus
Christ.
I hope that person's in the chat.
Outside of that, they sell. I saw a few sell kind of cheap, but non-complete. Complete ones I see sell anywhere from $800 to like $1,200.
Right.
I got this one for six.
$600.
$600 complete. Everything's here. Box, everything.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. I love this thing. I've wanted it forever. It's weird. I remember when this came out, it was like this toy was the first time you even got a clear look at the creature because there were no photos. You know, like he's barely in the movie and you see him really quickly. I remember when this toy came out, it was like, oh, cool. That's what he looks like.
There he is.
I love it.
I'm taking the. I just took one of the heads.
Yeah,
off.
If you showed me that,
so
and was like, what movie is this from?
I'd that's Anne Hathaway.
Right. That's yeah, I would think it was that monster. What's that movie called?
Colossal.
I would think it was the Colossal one.
I don't know if you'll be. I got the parasites right there. That's you won't. Awesome. I guess you won't be able to see these. They're very, very tiny.
You were worried that Craig ate them, actually.
accidentally swallowed.
I thought they were tomes.
Yeah.
I was like, Abby, hand me the Tylenol. She's like, hey, here's some parasites. Now that thing's cool. And we did.
Oh.
Hey, is that something I didn't even know it did? Maybe. I don't even know how I did.
It's the tongue. Oh, he's a hisser.
He's a hisser.
Wow. Wow.
That's amazing.
That thing's cool.
Nice hiss.
That's a holy grail. We all gathered and you know, it's not easy to travel in a small SUV with four people in a Cloverfield tour, but we
made it work. It was fine.
Abby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
I know that figure. I've been more close with that. I've slept on that figure.
Abby is exaggerating. I sat back there and had just as much room as Abby had in the front seat. It was fine. It's not ideal, but it was fine.
Now, I have a funny video. We'll share it later of Jake walking out of the store holding the Cloverfield toy. It's very funny. You look very proud of yourself. And Abby's on
I
the ground.
I thought we were going to get like a... some extra thing to carry it in or something. I was like, there's no way it's going to fit in the car.
Well, you were on the ground, you know, going through your...
Yeah, I was having a fun time.
Your Galaxy Cop. Oh.
Yeah.
Is that rest your Newsflash you know? Scrum?
It's like a Scrum. But it is funny, Ab, when the you know, because when you travel, you don't want to leave your... When you go to hotels on the way, you don't want to leave your stuff in the car. So seeing Jake marching in and out of like Hampton Inns for a couple days.
I got the weirdest looks bringing this in. Oh, hey, it also came with the Statue of Liberty's severed head.
Wait, is that the scale with the monster?
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, I got a little bit of a question about that. You know, one of the things, one of the criticisms that Cloverfield got was that the monster seems different scale every time you see it, and that could be an issue. I'd have to go back and watch it. This does seem small,
right,
compared to this guy. But
Jake, you were holding that box. We got into an elevator,
yeah,
and you're holding this big box, and like, if you don't know, like, it's not very obvious what it is. It's just a big square box that has the Cloverfield logo on it, which is like, people might not even remember that movie.
Right.
And this lady was in the elevator and looked at Jake and goes, ooh, I'll take some of that. And I was like, what do you think this is?
What did she...
A box of wine.
Yeah, I think she thought it might have been like alcohol or something. She's like, I'll take some of that. Like,
oh, yeah, give me a shot of Clovey, please.
It would have been funny if you like were like, okay, you like get out your Cloverfield, like, here, take some.
Yeah.
Yes, I have some.
I just found out that there's another button on his back that says creature sounds.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's so cool.
Look at that thing. Yeah, very sometimes cool. It's hard to find those little hidden buttons.
Sometimes you need a guide.
Oh, boy.
What are we doing here?
I don't know.
Yeah. Abigail, do you have anything else?
No, I'll save it.
You're safe for Extreme?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we've got some news. How are we doing? How's the chat doing? What's going on?
Well, we got some news. We also have more people that have been watching since the beginning. So I'd like to say that we do have a prize this week. So just to remind everyone to... If Craig can post the link to enter the draw for tonight.
Gonna do it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're giving away the thanks for sharing all that, Jake. We're giving away the
89 likes.
There you go. So 10 or 11 more. 11 more, and we'll unlock the contest. We'll do our giveaway for the ultimate Doc Brown. Abigail.
Yeah.
Can you let the people know about Patreon?
Absolutely. And give me sympathy, Lex, for having to ride in the back seat with that Cloverfield monster, please. Yeah.
You didn't ride back there long. Don't let her fool you.
It was like
guys.
8 to 9 hours. And it was enough for me to need to not ever do it again.
I switched with you.
You don't, yeah. I mean, but if you think about the ride from New Jersey up to Martha's Vineyard, it was long. But
we need Jess on the line.
Yeah,
you weren't back there the whole time.
Oh, okay. Well, how I feel about this is that we can save it for the after show. If you want to
fight about it,
our Facebook group, then you can go to Facebook and you can search for some podcast.
We'll break it up here. Kayla, coming in strong all night. It's a long time to ride something.
Yeah, it is a long time to ride something. Absolutely. I'm sure I'll warm up to it soon, Jake, after I get away from the memories. Join our group therapy group. It's on Facebook, and join our Patreon, please. It's a great place. Just yeah. if you're enjoying yourself tonight, then you can enjoy the community. Yeah, there's more of us out there, and it's a great space.
Yeah, Patreon.com/yeshavesome. We do the Toy Anxiety After Show on Tuesdays. We're gonna have a lot of fun. So do you guys want to get to some news?
News. Yeah.
Also, we had a Toy Anxiety first. This is Jake's first domestic with Abby.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
If you want a domestic with me, it's a $50 tier. We'll have a fight in front of a lot of watchers. It'll be phenomenal.
No, it'll be good.
That's great. All right. So let's move on here. We had some news today, and I wanted to, there's a couple Turtles things, but the first thing I want to get to is, right here. Hold on. We had Super 7, Ultimates Simpsons Wave 3. Can you guys see that?
Yeah, I can.
Yep. Yeah, cool. Wave 3 of the Super 7 Ultimate Simpsons is out, or at least out for pre-order. I believe they're on Big Bad Toy Store and Super 7. We've got Kodos and Kang, Ralph and Mr. Burns. Ryan, what do you think?
I think this is an amazing wave. Just because the aliens are great, Ralph is great, Mr. Burns is great. These are all just four great characters. You need them. If you're a Simpsons collector, you need to own these.
Oh, I didn't even realize the little Maggie here.
Yeah.
That's
really
cute. That
was my favorite part. So cute.
That's really cute.
Does Ralph come with his choose me?
Let's look.
Valentine? I hope so.
Let's go to his. Okay, so.
See, these are great. Uh-oh.
There you go. Okay. There's the Mr. Burns.
Comes with this teddy bear.
Teddy bear, three heads, Burns Weekly.
Oh, he comes with the
alien
fish.
The alien fish.
Blinky, the three-eyed fish.
I don't think it's an alien. I think it's a.
I think that's the mutant fish from like.
It's a mutant fish.
My
yeah.
Simpsons knowledge is coming to fruition here.
Oh, Chris, like, oh, the alien fish that comes down in the.
The alien that comes with the aliens.
UFO. And...
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's the Ralph. It does come with the I choose you.
Oh, and it comes with. It also comes with the paste. That's funny.
I think I would display him with the ice cream cone head.
I wish they gave him the Princess Leia costume.
Yeah, that would be really cute.
I'm a Star Wars.
I'm a Star Wars.
You bet my Wookiee.
Oh, that's funny. So, yeah, it's kind of that thing with Super 7. I've pre-ordered the first two waves, but I don't have them. Nope. But I like where this line is going. I think they're great. So we'll see. I've always liked the idea of having a good Simpsons collection. I never got any of the Playmates stuff. I don't have any of the vintage stuff. So why not pay $60 a figure?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Ryan, did you see the controversy this week with the major wrestling figure, the Wave 2 of Brian and Matt?
No.
Well, they're $75 a figure, and people are because they want an extra deco.
So of course they said, hey, spare no whatever it costs.
Yeah, we'll charge $100 a figure, right?
We want our figures to look like how we want them. And now they're like, we don't want to pay that much. Yeah, a little bit of backlash. I could see why that would happen.
Yeah, but I don't know. $75 is a lot for a figure, but 50 and 60 is also a lot for a figure.
Well, it's definitely a lot of money for a couple of indie wrestlers, you know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So they're great. Don't get me wrong, they're great.
They're great. I mean, they've got a fan base that is probably willing to pay it, so I understand. But I mean, that's a, you know, especially with wrestling figure collectors are normally, you know, spending $20 to $25 a figure. $75 is that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a big deal as well.
That's like 700 Canadian.
So okay, let's see here. NECA revealed. Now, we've seen this. Abby, I think we saw this when we were at NECA.
Yeah.
This is the Van Helsing Splinter. Jake, that was up there, right? We saw this?
Yeah, we saw this when we were there. Also, we've talked about this on the show already.
Oh, right. But this is the first time they've released all these images.
Yeah. They released all the, like, yeah.
Very cool looking.
So this is a fun figure. Like
fantastic Mr. Splinter.
That's exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's got that Wes Anderson-esque, like, cute. Sylvanian critters, whatever they call those. Little
they cute. Couldn't have gave him pants, though, huh? Like,
no. No pants for
hey,
Splinter.
At least he has feet.
At least he has a lower half. This
at least he can stand.
I mean, these are just fun. I mean, listen, is he a Hugh Jackman? No. No one's ever going to beat that. No one's ever going to beat the real
can
Van
sing
Helsing.
Sing and dance? No.
Abby, did you go to Van Helsing? Did you say you saw it in theaters? Did we talk about this recently?
Yeah, I want to say I saw it like during a double feature, like that I went with a friend and we just paid for the one movie. Then we stayed, and that was the second movie.
What was the other movie? What was the other movie?
The first one we saw, it was a movie. It was a horror type of scary movie called the something key, like Skeleton Key. It had, I don't remember who all was in it, but it was like a body possession story set in New Orleans.
Oh, shit. I wonder if those came out the same weekend.
Probably. I remember seeing one and then going and see Van Helsing, and I don't remember much of the movie, to be honest. It was the second
one. Is Van Helsing worth a rewatch or probably not?
I mean, I think so, just because there's a lot of monster action in that movie. Like, I don't remember. I don't remember anything about it being good, but I remember there's like a bunch of vampires.
Right, right.
All kinds of shit in it.
So. I really
and there's
like
a there's a big hat too. So
he wears a big hat.
I like big hats.
I really like the Turtles monster line. I really like that they seem like in talking to them, it seems like it's not just going to be like four or five figures. Like they're going to keep going and stretch it out. They got the April coming out. It's pretty cool. Like I don't know. Make it Abbott and Costello. Make. Just really branch out this Universal Monsters line. I don't know.
Do Casey Jones, but his mask is like half and it's like Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet
Trevor,
that's what they're
I'll
do.
Text him. Hang on.
No, I bet that's probably what they're gonna do. Speaking of Casey, we got some more reveals today of Mirage Ninja Turtles. We've got, how do you say this? Is it Ultron? I don't even know.
No,
Ultron?
I'm not sure how it.
Neutronimo.
I wanted to acknowledge that Ultron. The chat hates Van Helsing and
no, ignore them. Ignore them.
And that Kate Hudson. Someone commented on that saying that Kate Hudson wasn't in Skeleton Key, and that is correct. And that was one of the reasons I liked the movie.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So we've got this Mirage figure, and then we've got the Mirage Casey Jones here. Speaking of, and I really like
that's cool.
The cell shading. Yeah, it looks good. That's a good looking figure.
That's
a
great Casey, and I like the mask that comes off too. His he's like, oh look at that, pondering, looking
look at
out.
This.
Pondering.
Look at that.
He looks mad. He looks like he just realized he was wearing a mask and didn't realize it. He's like, what is
somebody
this?
Somebody put this on my face.
I'm gonna wear this tonight and punch somebody in the face.
I know what I'm wearing. I just figured out what I'm gonna wear tonight, and it's this.
Yeah, it is this.
Outfit of the day excitement.
Wayne Gretzky. There you go. See? Casey Jones, number one sports podcast.
Look at these two.
They're going to kiss.
What are you, some sort of punker?
What is that, a whole naked Seiko bat?
No, this is good stuff. I'm excited about these. And I don't know. I'm having a... I don't know. I have some of the Mirage figures. I don't know how... I guess I'm just going to buy them. I'm just buying Ninja Turtles NECA figures as they come out. I got a shipping... notification for Loot Crate. I couldn't believe it. Things are
You finally got one. I don't think mine's ever coming.
Things are really I don't know what figure it's supposed to be, but yeah. So Ryan, was there any other news today?
There was, hang on, well, we talked about the Hiss Tank, we talked about that. I feel like there was something else. There was the 66 Batman 66 is getting a new wave.
The McFarlane wave, right?
Yeah. And those toys have been great. Like, full
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, I have them. They're pretty cool.
They're doing Mr. Freeze. Gosh, I don't know who else now, but they're also doing the Batcycle with Sidecar. And they're doing the Villains 66 Lair as well.
Okay, that's interesting. But there's no pictures of that stuff yet, is there?
There's no pictures of it. I'm guessing, again, they kind of... I think they're doing a black and white deco of the Batman figure, which to me seems like a backstep because the whole reason why that show was created the way it was for color TV.
Color and bright and everything.
Right. So to me, that's kind of like a weird take on a repaint.
Right.
But otherwise, I think the idea that they're doing a villain's lair, I think that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Somebody, I think Cat in the Hat brought up Funko purchasing Mondo.
Yeah, that weird, like, you're like, oh, I didn't know they would get together.
So
that's what it feels like. Like, when Julia Roberts stated that musician.
I didn't see those two hooking up at all. But
so,
here we are.
I know it happened a couple weeks ago, and there's really not a lot of detail. I mean, honestly, like, these are things that are, these kind of things happen, right? Like Funko's obviously just expanding their collectibles empire, and it's a smart acquisition for them. You might have a gut reaction of thinking like, oh, I don't want Mondo to just suck now because it's with Funko, but like, hopefully it opens up more channels of distribution for Mondo. But it doesn't seem like
I think Funko also makes pretty quality figures. Like, their toys.
Funko has money, and Mondo needs money. Who cares?
Yeah, they need money. Yeah.
But everything outside of their pops from Funko, they've been pretty solid and pretty cool toys.
And I think also, like,
yeah, and their backpacks, I like them.
Also, Mondo kind of has Mondo changed already, like 3 years ago. Like, Mondo was way different. Right, it used to be just limited edition posters, vinyl, like every now and then they would do a toy, but like, since they're moving more towards like toys and stuff, it I'm not surprised. But like, usually with an acquisition like this, like, if there are changes, like, we won't feel them or see them for a while, right? Like, it'll be subtle things. Like, I don't think tomorrow you're gonna walk into like the Funko Pop section of Walmart and be like, whoa, here's really shitty reproduced Mondo prints available. But maybe. I hope not. But Jake, do you have any...
No, but this is good too. Because again, once the whole Funko Pop thing like officially dies, which I'm not quite sure when that's exactly slowing down.
Never.
I think
it's going to
cause its death. This gives it more life for
that is going to be the cause of the apocalypse is Funko Pops. And they'll be the only things left of the human race in 300 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Funko's going to, they'll finally start actually, when Funko puts out like those fake record boxes with a t-shirt, now they'll actually have a record in it. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually interested to see how they might better each other. But I think that might be interesting if it's a good
I don't
maybe
know. Like,
maybe they won't touch them at all. Maybe they'll just like, we just want you to keep doing what you're doing because what you're already doing.
I mean, Mondo, you know, makes a lot of money and they do well, but they're a small company, especially compared to Funko. So I'm hoping that it's just that kind of relationship. It's like, hey, we see what you guys are doing and it's awesome and we want our name on it, but just do your thing.
Like Disney does.
Somebody else said in the one of the comments was like, you know, think about just the some of the licensing opportunities that maybe Mondo might get now because they're attached to a big company, so you know, we'll see. I also just don't have it in me to fucking care. Like, well, okay, the toys will keep coming, things will keep
coming.
I think
it makes sense. Funko does mass produce, Mondo does exclusive releases. If they can balance each other out, it might be.
Mondo's finally gonna make that Golden Girls poster we've been waiting for.
Yeah, I want the Golden Girls vinyl record. That's what I want.
No, I agree. Like, I think there's obvious ways where it can benefit you know, both companies, but like, also I've heard not great things about Funko as far as like a work environment, like same. From people who have worked there. So I don't want to, I can't speak to it directly.
Who said it?
Don Funko. So let's see. Mondo's amp output has been fairly weak the last 4 years. They sell out every drop, but the output. Yeah, that's the thing. Mondo used to be like, if you scored a Mondo print, you like luck was on your side. It was very exclusive, very tough. It hasn't been like that in a long time. So
it was like,
and I think even with their latest Masters of the Universe, that He-Man, that was like a timed thing as well, where it's like you had 24 hours to order.
Right, right. It wasn't a limited
make to order.
Right,
mm-hmm. Right.
But so yeah, interesting. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll have our finger on the pulse.
Yeah, absolutely. We are the pulse.
We're the pulse.
We are your number one stop for Mondo Funko news.
Yeah. So we're going to kind of start winding down here, and make sure you stay tuned for the after show. We're going to do our giveaway. And does anybody have sad? Hello there. Does anybody have sad comments this evening?
Oh, I think I
do.
Yeah. Jake's got some. Ryan's got some.
I already got my sad comments out.
Yeah, I think we'll get to the giveaway. We'll do sad comments. And I do want to let everybody know, if you're not part of the Patreon, it's a really fun community. We do a lot of bonus audio content. We do the weekly after show. We've got an exclusive Discord channel. And there's a bunch of Patreon people here who can, you know, testify to that. Yeah. Don't listen to me. Listen to them. Abby, do you have any final thoughts before we start winding down?
Yeah, Patreon's awesome. I'm probably going to get some of the videos that I took myself and put them on there.
Yeah.
So you can watch them.
Very cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And thanks for hanging out, everyone. This has been a pleasure.
Mike Hex says, why is the HasLab a his tank? It should be a flag. So disappointed. Listen, if they make a classified USS flag, it's going to be 50 feet long. And I want it.
I was like, if they're going to make that, then I guess I can afford a house.
Yeah, we're relocating.
I would be moving into it.
Right. So why don't we do this? Why don't we get to the giveaway first, and then we'll get to sad comments. So do we hit our 100 likes on the video?
Yeah, we're over.
Nice. We're
over. Perfect.
Nice. Great job, everybody.
So we have 47 people who have entered. I am going to go to the Wheel of Death.
Oh.
Or whatever we call it.
17.
That's kind of negative connotations. I think
we got 134.
We're gonna take out 88 people before we find our winner.
It's a good wheel. It's
for
a fun
88
wheel.
Miles per hour.
Okay, so I'm gonna share.
And thank
the
you again for BC DeLorean for the prize.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. And what's gonna happen? Can everybody see this?
Yeah, we doing just one, or are you doing? Let's do doing a five again.
Let's do some eliminations.
Or?
I like seeing people go. Oh.
We do 88. We'll do 88.
Let's see. Back to the Future came out in 1985. So let's do five. We'll do five.
How about 85?
We'll do 85. So this is what we'll do. We'll do five. So each person it lands on, you are eliminated, and the fifth person is the winner. If you are the winner, you have to DM us on Instagram or Twitter with your shipping address so Ryan can send you this Doc Brown.
So I can send it to you. If you're American... I'm not going to send. I'm just kidding.
We're hoping for a Canadian thread.
Yes.
All right. So
we're going to spin until then.
Spin until it's Canadian.
Spin to win.
All right. So the fifth person will be the winner. One through four will be our losers. Are we ready?
Yep. Yes.
And you will. There will be someone waiting outside your door, and you might actually die.
Yes. I will bring my reptiles weapons to your door.
Yeah,
we'll be throwing them.
You don't get to choose which one, because I know which one I would choose.
Okay, here we go. Our first loser is the one, the only, Bobby Love.
Oh, sorry, Bobby. Thank you for joining us.
Sorry. She's like getting your name read.
Yeah, that's a fun. That's fun at least getting your name read.
That's a prize.
Number dose is...
I love a good dose. Mm-hmm.
AJ Slow.
AJ Slow. Sorry, bud. Nice try.
You'll fit the middle.
I don't think you're valid.
How's the chat doing? What's going on?
Didn't invalidate you.
What's going on there? All right. Yeah. BC DeLorean says, I hope I win. Yeah. Just give it right back. He's like, I need that one for my collection. Number three is Jason Grahoski.
Oh, Grosecki, I'm so sorry.
He's a great.
I love that these are all people we know that are.
They know.
Losing.
We know
that's
them.
The fun.
It's more fun when you know.
It
them.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our fourth loser is my favorite. Septimus Prime. That's sad because
welcome
Septimus,
to the Losers Club.
Septimus is great and very active in the chat. And
yeah,
mm-hmm.
appreciate
yeah.
that.
But he lost.
You know, if we don't like this next person who wins, we'll send it off to Septimus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. All right, the winner of the
so
NECA,
we're gonna lose a listener.
The NECA Ultimate Doc Brown, Emmett Brown, is full name, Dr. Emmett Brown. One of the great humans, David V.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Like Martha's V.
Martha's husband. Martha's husband.
David Vineyard, if you are still in the chat, please let us know. Otherwise, we'll roll again if you're not.
Let's make David's Vineyard t-shirts to sell in our secret store. Yeah, yeah.
So, David, if you're here, let us know. You got to be here to claim it. Otherwise, we'll pick a different winner, and you will.
He's here.
He's here.
David.
Ow, ow,
way
ow.
Go.
David here. V.
David. Way to go, dude.
Got it. So, hiss and vinegar.
Okay. Love and hisses.
So, that was the giveaway. We do it every week. Thank you guys for doing that. David, message us at YHS Podcast on Twitter or Instagram with your address, and we will get it out. Now we're going to move on to sad comments. If you're not familiar with sad comments, we do them every week here on YHS on Toy Anxiety. And what it is it's an opportunity for us to give the people a voice. I love saying that sentence every week. I love it. Yeah. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
We scour the internet.
Self-aggrandizing.
And we go to the message boards, the Instagram pages, and we look for the latest and greatest commentary on what's going on in toys and action figures. And we read those comments, and it's a good time. Jake and Ryan both have comments tonight. Is this correct?
Correct, sir. Yeah.
Segment.
All right. So, Jake, do you want to start us off?
Sure. I'll do it. I'll do one. This is from Hasbro. This is about Marvel Legends. That Jean Grey is a horror show. If you're wondering why these aren't selling, it's because the unique sculpting is a lie. For half of them, the cell shading paint will come down to personal taste, but Jean is the wrong color and looks nothing like the animated series version of Jean. There are so many negative comments about her, and nothing from you. Would it hurt to say she's already in production, but we'll look at adding a more accurate head with the shape-shifting Mystique, maybe? Oh, wait, no, because that's already been revealed, and she comes with a baby Nightcrawler that nobody asked for. Missed opportunities all around. Thumbs down emoji.
Wow. Wow.
I don't even think I've seen this Jean. Is it really that bad?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's not great.
I was
great.
Thinking of my cat Jean.
That's funny. That's funny. All right. There you go. Ryan, you've got one now.
I've got one. It's from the NECA Splinter.
NECA Splinter as Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
Curious. Van Helsing.
What could be said?
Van Helsing.
All right, here we go. Sad comment coming up right now. Ryan Dole, here you go.
Oh,
there we go. Sorry.
It's okay.
Start.
Do what you gotta do.
Here's your music.
Are you all right?
No.
None of us are.
Whoop-dee fucking do. When you gonna finish Dracula? And give us a Van Helsing to go with them? And a Dr. Henry Frankenstein?
Okay. They landed on that. Oh,
they just want a human. They just want human, regular Dr. Frankenstein, huh?
They,
so
okay.
Cool. Yeah, I just started reading that book.
Dr. Henry Frankenstein.
Wow.
It's nice.
Horror collectors are hilarious. There was like some Chucky stuff too. But
there was a lot. I saw a lot of Chucky stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I saw
Chucky stuff.
Yeah. One of the comments that I read I don't know if it was last week or whatever, last time we did this, there was a comment that I read about Chucky where the person was like, you're stealing our money, you know? And I saw that same person made a comment I'm like, oh, they're just leaving that same comment.
Same comment.
On every NECA post.
It must feel good.
They're literally like, the Chucky and Tiffany situation is literally
the number one issue in the country.
The worst thing to happen to America this week. I can't.
Tiffany.
Okay. Jake, geez, you're up.
This is also from Marvel Legends.
Okay. Sorry. I hope Ryan and Dan are watching this week.
We went light on them last time, so yeah. This is all Hasbro this week. I think out of the six figures from Photo, only Sinister may not have flaws. Wolverine Claws is terrible soft out of many Hasbro released ones for him. Storm terribly with the cell shaded and the painting is trying to makes it look like she has booby out.
What? Not in this economy.
Jean with the sleepy eyes and not really 90s cartoon accurate if you ask me. And now we have the weird lip in pain look for Mystique. Hasbro really needs to hire the right designer to pay extra close attention to the 90s cartoon faces. Hopefully not messing up on any X-Men characters anymore with their facial expressions. Hasbro, improve on Sentinel. The recent released figure, it doesn't have a jawbone and its robotic drug eyes like it's popping out. Also, please reduce the pricing of these very small figures from its $27.99 price point. Its size and quality issue doesn't justify the price.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Good. There's a lot, yeah.
But I think Blue Chainsaw Man... Oh, there's more?
Booby was spelled B-O-O-B-I, and X-Men was spelled with two X's. X-X-Men.
He's obviously got a lot of booby. He must have been really mad.
Well, with booby, I'm surprised it wasn't X-X-X-Men. Hashtag she has booby out from Blue Chainsaw Man.
That got a big reaction out of me. That
big one.
Wow.
You're trying to make it look like she's got booby out.
Yeah.
What are you doing
here? I needed that. After the week we've had, I needed to hear that.
Improve on Sentinel Drug Eye. Improve on it. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
You guys, the chat has been on fire tonight. Thank you. It's been really fun. Mm-hmm. I'm not acknowledging AJ's super chat.
I wanted to say we do poke fun, but as the only female that's on the screen right now, I just wanted to say that we support you.
We support you. But we don't support AJ's super chat. We're giving him his $2 back.
Yeah. I don't support. No, I love
him. Yeah, I'm going to polish his $2 and stick it straight up his candy ass.
Yeah, no, we love him. We love him. Okay, Ryan, you have another one?
Yeah, dude, this one's on a post about the leaked HasLab.
The Hiss Tank.
Yes. Mine aren't long soliloquies like Jake's. Mine are all
you got to have a balance, you know?
You got to have balance. That's true. That's true. There you go. Where's my music? Okay. $300 for the Hiss? Yeah, not in this lifetime. It's going to need a driver and a gunner. Plus some serious stretch goals. .. 8 likes.
I love the like count.
Me too.
Holy shit. Not in this lifetime. It's literally launching tomorrow. Very much in this lifetime.
Yeah, it's happening. I like how it's like has to come with already the driver and the gunner and some serious stretch goals. Like, I'm pretty sure the driver and the gunner are probably going to be the
Maybe they'll include the Rancor Keeper, too.
Yeah, maybe we'll get Ula with this one. Come on, guys.
I like the idea of using stretch goals. It's like, dude, that guy has stretch goals right there. You know, like,
that's your goal. Like, this is a relationship with stretch goals.
Oh, like instead of like friend goals?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
We should take that and make it ours.
Okay.
Yeah, like, oh man, I would make some serious stretch goals with her.
Yeah,
that's not any. That's not even close.
That's not what we're talking
about.
That's
different. Oh my god! You'll want. Okay, actually, I'm gonna edit what I was about to say. I'm not even.
Save it for Extreme. We got so much to save for Extreme.
Cool. Oh, I got something ready.
All right, Jake, you got one more?
I got one more. Yeah, it's about G.I. Joe.
Cool. Oh, I love this. All right, Jingle Ball's coming to the GI. By the way, holy shit. I'll show you guys. Later? I'll do that.
No,
one later.
It's okay. Show it off. I bought it, picked it out for you.
Abby got me this cassette tape set, Howard Stern crucified by the FCC from 1991. And I want this same set, but I want this to be Toy Anxiety crucified by the FCC.
Yeah. Open it up. It's cool. You can show that.
I heard the FCC won't let me be.
Oh, yeah.
No, just like, yeah, just show the.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I want to put out a YHS box set like this with two tapes on the inside.
That'd be
awesome. Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said, I thought that was Cher. Last thing before I forget, listener Matt Bush sent Jake and us.
Oh yeah,
these Slimer bobbleheads, and I hadn't seen these before, but they're pretty cool.
Well, you have seen them before because we saw them. They were revealed at Toy Fair when we went, and we were all like, "Whoa, these are cool!" Yeah,
I'm gonna pop. Let me pop this guy open real quick because Matt is a great guy. He sent Abby one of his talking Jar Jars.
Yeah, talking Jar Jars. Thank you.
Oh,
wakes me up every morning.
Wake me up before your Jar Jar. Look at this. It comes out of the trap.
That's cool.
Now this is this is depicting as something that never happened. I don't recall Slimer escaping the trap from behind. Shouldn't have said that either. All right, I'm just gonna put this thing away. And but thank you, Matt.
I love it. It's very cool. Thank you. It's very cool. Yeah.
Jake, how do we rank this Slimer? Pretty good.
Oh, it's the answer to the call Slimer. It's got weird arms, but I like it. But I like it. It's a good looking. I think it's a good looking Slimer.
He's got the longest arms. Okay.
He doesn't like your gift, Matt. So.
No, he doesn't.
I literally love it. I was excited. Hey,
there's been times where people have said stuff, and Jake's like, "Get rid of this piece of shit."
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
It's time a great stamp. Gift.
Keep sending stuff. Thank you. We have a P.O. box.
Yeah, and if you guys want to send us stuff, I think we're going to start doing like unboxing videos. If you guys send us stuff, we'll post, you know.
Then I'll give you my address too.
Ryan Dole, Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. If you want to send me some bootlegs, which I'll probably just
write Canada on it and put it. Yeah. Just write Canada on it, put it in the post. Canada
on the border.
Duct tape it to the neck of a goose.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duct tape it to a neck of a goose and let it fly to me.
Oh, yeah. The that's goose old just, school. Old style. All right,
Jay, close us out with some,
okay.
Some
okay.
juice here.
G.I. Joe.
Here we go. Sad comments coming at you live from the FCC headquarters.
I like it. Let's see. If I keep my mouth shut and not state the obvious on how Hasbro has mistreated G.I. Joe's fans. And of course, after reaching a considerably large amount of subscribers, maybe I will receive one of those surprise boxes with goodies from Hasbro, right? Maybe in October. But it's October, yes.
Hold on, we have to stop at October. I was kidding. It's a joke.
But it's not that I don't like G.I. Joes. I love G.I. Joes. But I freaking hate the way Hasbro handles the toy line's marketing and distribution. The figures are amazing. The quality and designs are top-notch. It's all the exclusives, delays, the tsunami of undelivered pre-orders, the "you have question, but we are not going to answer them" remarks by the PR representatives. Hasbro has treated their G.I. Joe's customers, collectors, with such a level of disrespect that based on a survey by Viper Island, 70% of collectors are either quitting collecting the line or pissed off.
That sounds like a Mr. Show line. That's also funny.
It does.
Sounds like they're hissed off.
50% of customers are pissed off.
Okay. I love that. Who? What was the name of the
Viper Island?
Viper Island, which I'm assuming is a G.I. Joe collector's like Facebook. Okay. It's probably a Facebook group. And can you imagine that somebody had a poll and it says, "Hey, are we pissed off, quitting collecting, or okay with what Hasbro's doing?"
Okay. Yeah. Only three options.
70% are either pissed off or quitting. That's according to Viper Island. So
it's pretty serious. I even thought I misheard you when you said October at first, and I was
he said October.
Yeah.
Listen, I would.
It's October on Viper Island, apparently.
Viper Island is a YouTube channel, says Thunderhouse Design.
There you go.
I wanted to go vacation there.
Hey,
let's get him on the show.
That's what I call Martha's Vineyard, Viper Island. try being a Star Wars collector. The G.I. Joe collectors and the Marvel Legends collectors can kiss my ass.
Whatever, man. I got it good. I got Bill Burr.
You got Bill Burr. Try the big HasLab reveal is the worst fucking thing that's ever existed.
Hey, dude, try being a guy who likes to collect Batman toys and you get nothing but fucking side eye.
Yeah.
you're going way further. I'm just talking about Star Wars.
It's about me.
All right. So what we're going to do, guys, we're going to end it here. Thank you guys so much for joining us every Tuesday night, 9:30 here on YouTube. If you're on Patreon, then you already have the link for the after show. We're going to get started in about 5 minutes. So
turns out Viper Island, the guy actually lives like right down the street.
Does he really?
No, I don't know. But that'd be funny.
Okay. All right, everybody. We'll see you in the after show.
Patreon. Woo! $5. We're the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patreon.com/yeshavesome. You can get in on the after show and all of our bogus content.
Jay want to join us? I'll find out.
Yeah. And then also, lastly, have a great night.
Who's the big guy with the muscle?
Hayden Christensen
is still hot. Hayden Christensen is still hot.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.